From Tidbits on November 17th, 2008, this is the audio edition of Send SMS Messages for Free on the iPhone, written by Chris Pepper. When Apple and AT&T announced that iPhone 3G service plans would not include short message service text messages with the base plans, and that SMS messages would be billed for either individually or in prepaid blocks, I was annoyed, along with pretty much everybody else. To make the highway robbery even more egregious, AT&T, like many other cellular carriers, now charges SMS recipients as well as senders. That's why I was delighted when Jeff Carlson pointed out that AIM on the iPhone could send SMS messages for free. Unfortunately, the iPhone AIM app is lousy. It's unstable, and messages I send from it are rarely received. However, several alternatives exist for both phones and computers. Note that these vary by cellular carrier. I concentrate here on AT&T options that work in the United States. Your mileage may vary elsewhere. Method 0. Plain SMS. You can send SMS from a phone. 500 SMS messages are included free with the standard AT&T data plan for the original Edge iPhone. For the new iPhone 3G, the base data plan doesn't include any SMS messages. You can pay $5 per month for 200 messages, $15 for 1,500 messages, or $20 for an unlimited number of messages. Or if you don't plan on sending and receiving more than 25 messages in a month, you can pay 20 cents per message by not signing up for any plan. That's astronomically expensive. Method 1. Aimed SMS Gateway. For computer users, Jeff's method is fine. AOL's Aimed SMS Gateway works consistently. My issues were with the iPhone AIM client. On the Mac, iChat and AOL's Mac client are reliable, and another iPhone client using AOL's IM service would presumably have been fine. This morning, in a quick search for AIM in the iPhone App Store, I found 5 chat clients that claim AIM compatibility, but I barely use instant messaging since I started using Twitter, so determining that if they work more reliably than the iPhone AIM client is left as an exercise to the reader. Method 2. Email to SMS gateways. My favorite way to send SMS messages to iPhone-using friends is to send them email from either my Mac or my iPhone to their 10-digit cellular number at txt.att.net. txt.att.net is AT&T's email to SMS gateway. It generates an SMS message that looks something like an email message, with minimal from and subject headers adapted from the original message, and forwards that as an SMS message to the specified 10-digit cell phone number. Longer email messages are broken into multiple SMS messages. Now that I realize my iPhone 3G using recipients pay for incoming SMS messages, I'll probably use this approach less and avoid long messages which be fragmented and thus charge as multiple SMS messages. Email-generated SMS messages are easy to recognize. They come from strange-looking phone numbers. There's no charge for sending email to an SMS gateway, although it's worth keeping in mind that many cellular carriers do charge again for receipt of SMS messages, including spam. Unfortunately, these gateways are generally specific to individual carriers. AT&T's gateway works only for AT&T subscribers. Teleflip used to offer such a multi-carrier service, but the company has gone bankrupt. NotePage offers a long list of gateways. If you're not sure which gateway to use, try sending an SMS message from your phone to your email address, which will likely entail an SMS charge on the cellular bill. The email should show a valid return address at the appropriate SMS gateway. Some SMS programs allow this, while others accept only phone numbers as recipients. Method 3. SMS web pages. Many cellular carriers, including Verizon Wireless and Sprint, offer public web pages for sending SMS messages to their subscribers. In contrast, AT&T's page is available only to logged-in AT&T customers, although hopefully that means it can reach any SMS number. I am not aware of a web page which enables non-AT&T subscribers to send text messages to AT&T subscribers. Method 4. SMS Applications and Widgets. There are a variety of applications and dashboard widgets that you can use on a full-fledged computer to send SMS messages. Many of these charge the sender, although they appear to operate across cellular carriers. I suspect they use commercial gateways which have the same access to cellular providers as other providers, but nobody except AOL appears to do this for free. Method 5. Mobile phone under external control. Additionally, several Mac programs exist that can instruct a mobile phone to send SMS messages, generally via Bluetooth or USB. The version tracker link immediately above lists a few. Obviously, there's no difference in price when using this method, but it may be easier to type out a message in a real computer keyboard. MMS, Multimedia Messaging Service. In addition to SMS for short text messages, MMS enables mobile phone users to send one another pictures and short videos. The iPhone lacks MMS support, although mail is perfectly suitable for sending attachments to an MMS gateway if you'd like to reach a non-iPhone cell phone that does support MMS. Messages sent to iPhone cellular numbers via at mms.att.net are silently dropped. SMS messaging may not be used in the United States to the extent it is elsewhere, but I hope these resources make it a bit easier and cheaper to stay in touch with friends and family. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I think I'd probably stick to using one of the Twitter clients on an iPhone rather than mucking around with SMS messages, which are going to be charged for every sending and receiving.